Everybody, well, today's date is March 23rd, 2016, and we'll do some clearing for the date for everybody. Today's our Wednesday program, Creation Light Shift Healing. So here we go, clearing the date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let's clear away a situation that you're dealing with, the trauma, drama, or pain. Think of that one specific event that you had. And here we go. We're going to clean and clear that off of you. So releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's energize the light beings next. So here we go. Releasing them stronger. I mean, not releasing them, but bringing the energy into your room. So stronger. I was thinking of releasing aliens next. So here we go. Light beams coming up, stronger, 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 and stronger. And now let's release some aliens that might be listening. So these are the invisible ones. So here we go. Let them get a one-way ticket out of here so they can leave us alone. And they'll be less tormented, too, by the spiritual hierarchy of the aliens in the Galactic Federation. So here we go, releasing the aliens that want to go. I'll just count to 100. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Getting heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on. So, are you out there, Michelle?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and hi, everybody out there in the world, wherever you are. Could be anywhere. Because we are online and also on the phone. And I'm going to come up with those numbers for the phone call if you guys want to call. Let me just find them really quick. But welcome to Creation Lightship. This is the radio show, the Wednesday night show. Ron does 4 radio shows a week, and it is talking about all sorts of things having to do with creationlightship.com, which is Ron's website. Some of you may have met him this weekend at the conference in New York. I hope you did, because he is a very interesting and awesome person to meet. So this radio show is done several times a week to give more information, and there's lots of things going on. So on Sunday, we're going to resume our 8-hour special healing conference call, and that's going to be on the 27th. And anybody can join those. They happen every month. And Ron helps us clean out our bodies, get us ready for ascension. And then the radio show is to answer all sorts of questions. So I'm going to find those phone numbers really quick, Ron. If you have anything to say about the conference, that would be awesome.
Yeah, very busy, very, very busy. So it was a wonderful expo. That was the New Life Expo in New York. And no, it's just a lot of fun. The next one we're going to is about a month away, 5 weeks basically. So it'll be the end of April and beginning of March. So if you're interested in going to San Mateo, that's where it's going to be. If you're flying in, you'd probably fly into the Oakland airport. And then it's about maybe a half an hour away driving. So let's do a clearing here for trauma for people. So think of a trauma that you may have had. It could be any time in your life. And remember, if you get an older one, it could be still haunting you, even though, you know, it could have been 30, 40 years ago or more. And it could be actually changing your life, you know, as we speak, because, you know, anything that happens to you in the past actually creates your future, which eventually becomes into your present. So your future creates your present reality. And here we go. Let's release one of your traumas. It's up to you to think about it. You have to think about it because everything that you think about is in darkness. And trauma energies would be in darkness. So here we go. Let's take away that and put in peace. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Are you still there, Michelle?
Yeah, I'm still here. So the reason I'm giving these phone numbers out, Ron, to our audience is because I realize that people can listen to the radio show by going on to the website, but sometimes if they are not home or for some reason the internet is not connecting with them, they can call simply from their phone by dialing these phone numbers at the time when the show starts, and then they can listen to the radio show that way. So it's just another way that more people can listen if they're away from home, say. So for the Monday show and the Wednesday show, the phone number is always going to be 716-748-0150. And for the Friday show and the Saturday show, the phone number is always going to be 716-748-0144. And the shows usually come in really nice and clear, and they last for the full time that they're on, so they're really great to listen to. Okay, so Ron, we have lots of questions in the inbox, which is really great. So I'm going to just start reading them. And if there's any healings that you can think of that you feel the audience might need, then you know, just go ahead and do them. This question, it says, what is the purpose of the expression, we're all one, brought out by the New Age teachings? I know when I lived in California, I heard that one a lot.
I don't know what that would really mean. They might be thinking that everybody's made from source energy. You know, that's probably what it means, but you're not all one. You're not the same as everything else. Or oneness, you know, that's not, you're not the same as everyone else either with oneness. So that's what I would maybe assume they're talking about. I don't know. You know, you're all one if you're in a swimming pool together because you're in the swimming pool and the pool would be containing all of you. It could mean something like that. I don't know. But there's no such thing as oneness in source energy. Everything is separate and individualized and unique. And nothing ever connects to anything else in source energy. We're on this planet because of the darkness, the alien mind energy, everything gets corded and connected to each other. So they could be telling you that we're all one because we're all psychically attacked and corded to each other, so that makes us all one. So that would make more sense to me. So back to you.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. I know I've heard it a lot, and I think that that's a pretty good assessment of what people might mean. So I've been asked to repeat the numbers just in case people wanted to write them down. So again, the Monday night show and the Wednesday night show is the same phone number, and that phone number is 716-748-0150. So the ending of that is 0150. And then for the Friday and the Saturday show, the phone number is 716-748-0144. So the ending for the second set of shows is 0144. And if anyone has any questions, if they didn't get that, they can write us at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we can send those back to them on an email. Okay. So, Ron, we have a request to put the Earth back into alignment.
Okay, here we go. It is a little bit off here, so I'll count to 10, and you can probably feel the room shift a little bit, and you may shift. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I'll just see how you're doing. Last week ago, last Sunday, I believe we took out 3 satellites on that particular day. And so Monday, Let me get the date on this here. Let me pull it up here. Date, so the Sunday would have been the 13th. So on the 14th, you probably felt your energy coming back to you. Those satellites that was taken out, which was, I presume, three of them, I'll say at least three. Now that I'm looking, there's possibly up to five, but I will say there's three for sure. They were transmitting mind control patterns and whatever to make people feel maybe tired or just, you know, low energy. Let's put it that way, low energy. And also trying to control your thinking to numb you out. So that's what they normally would do anyway. You know, that's the alien trick. So this is actually physical, human-made satellites that I believe was taken out. So we'll to see if anybody recognized having more energy the first part of last week. So back to you.
Wow, wonderful. So you're saying those were physical things that were changed?
Yeah, they were physical satellites in orbit someplace. And my understanding is that either they got, I think they just got taken out. They're no longer flying. I could be wrong at that. Or they got pushed out so far out that they're useless. So they're no longer transmitting, put it that way.
I wonder if somebody's looking for them. Well, great. That's good for us. So. And I know that I think tonight is a full moon. Ron, is there any clearing that you could do for that?
Yeah. I want everybody to think how they're being affected by the moon. So you maybe have a pattern of something going on in your life every time it's a full moon or even a new moon. So here we go. Let's clear away that energy for you. You may already know it because it happens all the time. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So most people think of the moon as they look at it. And they believe that we're clearing, we'll say, the front side of the moon. That would be kind of one way to be kind of thinking about it here. So let's clear that was the front side of the moon that you know about. Let's clear the back side of the moon. So here we go. That could be even worse. Remember, what you don't see is the problems here. So here we go. Back side of the moon clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh boy. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That's pretty strong on the backside. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I guess that's 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. So, let's see what that does for you. And we do have that planet star, I think maybe vortex, clearing on the website if you're interested in having some planets taken off of you. So, back to you.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that one up, Ron, because that's a great one to have running, you know, for a while maybe, and in different windows because there's so many different choices with that one. So it is called the Planet Star Courting Removal, and it has a lot of different choices on there. One of them is moons. It goes through planets, stars, moons, asteroids, and comets, vortexes, stargates, and portals. And then what it disconnects you from is the physical body courting disconnection. It also does the courting to mind disconnection. according to emotional body disconnection, and also according to spirit body disconnection. So that pretty much covers everything, your mind, your body, your emotions, and your spirit. And you can have that in four different windows, and then have another window also for spirit integration. And that can clear you. You can do that just for the moons, and then you can go through the other items too. And I, you know, we rarely talk about what the other things on here. We sometimes talk about stars and we talk about planets, but did you want to let us know anything about maybe, say, asteroids and comets? Like, I don't know much about that.
I haven't really connected to them, but I know they're affecting the energies here. So how much, I don't know.
Okay.
I just kind of lump them all together. You could do... I don't know if anybody knows something else out there, maybe an asteroid name. We could maybe clear that if they want to bring that up and let us know. I have no problem with that. But typically, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And sometimes just by accident, people put things in and all of a sudden they get great relief. So, yeah, I'd be up for clearing something like that.
Oh, you mean like a name of a certain asteroid or comet?
Yeah, if that's known to people, yes. Uh-huh.
Well, how about Halley's Comet? That's the only one I know of.
Yeah, I was thinking of the same one here. Okay, so here we go, Halley's Comet. Everybody, get ready. Here we go. One, this is the energy that is being brought to you. Two, three, four, five, oh dear, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 30. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and I guess that's 40. Okay, so back to you.
Okay, great. And then one of the other things you have on here is vortexes. Now, I'm not really sure if I know quite exactly what vortexes are as opposed to stargates and portals. Do you want to explain those a little bit?
Yeah, there's a lot of vortexes, and they're just energy conduits from one place to another. So it's interesting to see those when they open up and people pop through them. So it's sort of like what you see on the old, what was it, Stargate movie, although they had a Stargate, but like it opens up, a hole opens like in a location, we'll just say on your wall, a hole opens up and you go through it and you pop off the other side. And that's one of those things that is out there, and they can do time travel through those. And you don't know what's coming in. That's what the governments have done when they have ripped open the space and time continuum. They would cause these layers to be, well, maybe protection layers, I guess I could call it, but they would allow them to come in, the aliens to come in and to bring forth, you know, whole groups of them through these portals to live here. Then they can also exit out of the same ones. And we don't have the information enough to, you know, to close them and how to do so. So that's what I think CERN is trying to do, is to rip some holes that way, too. But so far, nothing, you know, unsuccessful. So we'll see what happens. So back to you.
Yeah, like what you were explaining there, Ron, I know to a new listener, it may sound like, what, is he talking about a movie plot or a TV plot? Because there are, you know, several movies and television shows about this sort of thing that take people to different time zones, or they let all sorts of random beings in or out, and it's really interesting, but I know we've talked in the past about how movies are reflecting things that are actually occurring or may occur in the future. Do you want to explain that a little bit?
Well, all the movies are basically real on timelines, and a lot of times they would like to show us what they have in store for us and or what's already happened on timelines. And it just expands your consciousness to realize that there's more out there than you ever thought there would be. And the other thing would be, if you happen to see something that's awful, you already have the experience because you saw it in a movie set. So it sort of prepares you for, you know, the future of what they're choosing to bring in. And then also, I think they're probably different alien races want to show their technologies off, so they will get with a producer and maybe writers, et cetera, download them what their story is going to be about, their movie, and unknown to the person writing all this stuff, they're actually being controlled by a certain alien race, and they tell them what the movie's going to be about, and they write it up, and they also probably are there to help invent everything on it. So they're actually probably taking over everybody to bring this movie out so they can show the other alien races that they have maybe far superior technology than another race or something like that, to show where they are in the beyond all what they're going to be doing. So that's quite one of those quite interesting, you know, things. I can talk about, a couple of years ago when they had the Boston, the backpack bombing at that running event or something. I think a few days after that or maybe a week or so, I was approached by some U.S. government team who wanted me to pinpoint some of the nuclear devices that were actually in backpacks here. So what I'm getting into is the way the vortex is, or you could use portals or whatever, opened up. I think we found about 8 of them throughout the country here. There was Florida, you know, Manhattan, Niagara Falls, back going across the states here, Seattle, L.A., I think there's something in Texas, and there may have been a few other ones, but what would happen would be I'd actually spot them and see where they were, and instantly, it's really interesting because it's just so vivid to me, instantly, like a hole opened up, like dilated open, and I would say maybe no more than 4 soldiers of some type. These are probably physical soldiers that are here that have their training as being super soldiers. They flew out of these holes out of nowhere, grabbed the nuclear device, and went back through the vortex, the hole, and this took probably maybe a second. And it was quite something. I'd find something, say, there it is, and all of a sudden this hole would open up. It'd come flying out, pick up the backpack or wherever it was, because they were actually, you know, in that location, maybe 10 feet away from it, I'll say. They grabbed it and went out the other direction into that hole again, and they would disappear completely. So that was quite awesome to watch. Very, very interesting. So anyway, that's kind of how these things open up. So remember, we do have technology here that's way into the future that we don't know about. So, and it normally doesn't come through. You know, they're probably, I would say, 50 years ahead of us at least, maybe even more than that in the underground, we'll call it, of what they have created and invented already. What we get here is maybe the, the older version of whatever they're bringing out, and we think it's really great because it's brand new. And you can see those in the movies. You can see the computer screens that are clear. They put them up on walls or in front of people, and it's just like a piece of glass, and they're moving stuff around on. Where is that in our technology? But they have it there, you know, and different things like that. So remember, it's already created, and we get the stuff that's probably maybe more improved than the original one that they probably created in the 1900s, But, you know, what they have is far surpassing what we have. So, back to you.
Wow. That is interesting. So, yeah, something you said in there about how, okay, so if you don't have any thought process that something could possibly exist, then when you see it, you can almost not see it. Like, it could be presented to you, but it's not in your reality whatsoever. So it could be like, oh, what is that? I have no concept. They say that that's what it was like when Native American tribes first started seeing ships come to their shore. They had no concept of this, and they were like, what is that? And, you know, it took a while for somebody to go, there's something coming towards us. And so I guess if we see a movie and then all of a sudden we have that vision and our concept that something like that could possibly exist, then when it's presented to us, we have an easier chance of accepting it, which may or may not necessarily be a good thing. But is that one of the ways that aliens would get us to, like, acquiesce to, you know, allowing something to happen, say?
Yeah, and they'd give you the mind implant so you didn't run away, or a way that you could connect some dots in that reality that you're seeing. So they'll set you up and make sure that you're actually seeing that particular energy, that whatever you're looking at. Where before, maybe you wouldn't even recognize it, but they will set you up and give you the information so you can start connecting dots through some other new type of reality. You know, they have that new screen out that you may have seen. I saw one of these in a video probably around the early 2000s, where I think in Japan they had this, I'll just say it looked like a piece of glass or plexiglass, and they can put it in front of a person's body, and they can see their skeleton. And they can move it away, and there's the person. So that's available too as a technology. So that's maybe what they're using now to check you out. Possibly when you go on the airlines, could be something similar. I don't know. That technology has been here for a while, but yet you don't see that inside of a doctor's office where it's a piece of glass, you know, or whatever, with nothing hooked up to it. You know, it's just, you move it in front of the person, and voila, there it is. So, back to you.
Yes, I know there's a lot of different technologies that they use in, you know, medical or airport settings, and I'm not quite familiar with all of them. I know they scan the body in different ways, so that's always very interesting to think about. I know that, yes, they're more than what the normal people or regular people are presented with. There's a lot of different technologies that we don't even know about going on out there. So, okay, Ron, we have... Oh, go on.
Yeah, that's why they use the word, top secret or above top secret or whatever,
Need to know.
Yeah, that way you don't... it doesn't get off to the masses, you know?
Yeah, unless they want it to.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, I know, Ron, you have this new healing out. It is called the Skin Auric Clearing, and it clears all different systems in your body and a lot of different things that, you know, none of us even had a concept of less than 2 weeks ago. So someone is wondering, what does it mean in that clearing? I believe it says energy imitating a person and object.
Ah, that could be one of those phantom energies. It could be a clone replica. It could be an energy that's a signature of what it is. It could be a blueprint energy. So all these things would typically be alien-induced blueprints, in a sense.
Okay. So then there's another part of that question. It says, could you explain a little bit more about the clearing in general? And then they're wondering, what does it mean to clear talking, hearing, smelling, time, thoughts,
vision, watching, and seeing. So that's a lot, but if you need me to separate them, I can read them again.
I just listened to the program that we had a few Mondays ago with Elizabeth, and just get the clearing, and then you'll find all about it.
Okay.
Other than just answer questions that we have coming from people on emails rather than something about that, because once you get the clearing, it's self-explanatory. Once you get into the groove of the clearing, so back to you.
Yeah, I know. I've just started doing it, and it is, I don't know what it's doing really, but it's really amazing. And it's taking a little bit longer than what I said it at, if it needs longer time. So it's kind of awesome, and I just know I'm feeling better the parts that it is working on. So it's very intricate, and all I know is something is going on that feels much better than before I did it. So I'm feeling better and better. Okay, so someone is wondering what matter, solid, liquid, and gas, is created by the dark. If so, were our bodies created by the dark?
Yeah, your body is made from the dung pile, yes, uh-huh. Tell your real you comes here 3 hours a month, your body is created from darkness. Yes, that is correct. That's why you want to get on the conference call to be made real, so that you're now able to hold, you know, the now timeline and be off of other timelines too. So when you're not real, which is everything except 3 hours a month, and hopefully you're awake during that 3 hours of time. So all the other time that you have when you're not real, then you're made from the dung pile, and your body is created from darkness with spirit energy in it. So that is correct. And the new clones are starting to decay and smell a lot now. So if you happen to, you know, find odors around that, around people, or they just don't seem right, may not be the smell, but it might have some type of odor that you can't detect, because they are reeking of death. The clones are reeking of death, and you may find some funny smells happening around you. That was a song, right? Something, you might know the song. Something's happening around you, or the smell of death is all around you. One of the rock and roll songs from the past here.
All I can think is Mama told me not to come, but I don't think that's it.
That's not it. No. That's kind of part of the lyrics there, yeah.
Oh. Sounds like a death metal song or something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
So, might be Lynyrd Skynyrd, I don't know. But anyway, we'll continue on.
I know what it is.
Can
you smell that smell? It is. Yeah, it's Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, that was, yeah. That's probably from taking cocaine or part. Or something, but yeah, it's that song would fit fine now.
Oh yeah, it's actually kind of a fun song, has a new meaning. Wow. Okay. So one of our listeners is wondering, how long do aliens generally live? And I know there's so many different answers to this question, because there's so many different races.
Well, if you go back in just in our recorded history, how long did Methuselah live, you know, that person? I know it's been, you know, a long time. I'd say some live, you know, I could probably say 1 to 2,000 years could probably be a time frame for them. And then as they came here, probably maybe, I'd say maybe 300 to 500 years. So that would be what I would stab at. And now life expectancy is less because you have more mind energy. You know, if we had the people that lived, we'll say, in the middle 1800s, 1900s, brought here today, and we had remember they had a harder life than we had, probably just because of the environment. So if they replace in our environment now without the smog and the pollution, they'd probably live longer than we would because their bodies are probably much healthier because they didn't think as much, didn't have any communication. So our vast communication system here, networks, et cetera, is what the problem is because we're getting too much input, too much knowledge. I won't say it's knowledge, but too much input of stuff, which is making you live not as long because you're getting more into judgment and then you're forcing more of your spirit out of your body. So the people back then had a lot more spirit energy than what we have now, saying it a different way. The spirit keeps you alive. So back to you.
We have so much mass communication here. The internet, you know, is a big thing, but it's a great thing because it can actually help us all to, you know, do this if we want, listen to the radio show or whatever, so.
Yeah, that's a big plus.
Ron, we have a testimonial about New York. Do you want me to read that?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so it says, it was nice to see you again at the New Life Expo. I keep learning different things every time I attend your workshops. Thank you for the sample healings there also.
And someone's wondering, Ron, are we doing the shackle call? I believe it's going to be April 2nd. So as far as I know, Ron is going to be doing a shackle removal call, and I believe that's Saturday, April 2nd. It's going to be early in the morning because I think that that is also the day when we're going to be doing the Saturday morning call. So it's going to be the first 2 hours.
That'll be a challenge. Yeah, that'll be interesting because you're going to find the body getting loosened up a lot. And it's hard to say how it's going to affect you, but everybody has shackles on them. So it'll be sort of maybe similar to the pin release. This will be stuff that's attached to the outside of you and maybe even going through your body a little bit. But basically, it'll be quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting at 10 o'clock. It's $30. And so if you wish to send a donation and put in the subject box a shackle call, I'll be sending out the information. It'll probably be near the end of the week. So probably the 31st or the 1st is when I'll be sending the codes out for that call for people. And just send me over your receipt, so I can know that you paid for it. So it'll be 10 a.m. Pacific time, typically ending at 12:30 Pacific.
Okay, great. And then it says here that Pacific time, then you're going to start the Ascension call at 1:30, or does it start at 2?
No, it'll be 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock Pacific. We'll have a half an hour break in between the two calls.
Okay. Oh, great. And I'm sure... I'm sure we'll speak more about that as well. I'm really looking forward to that one, Ron, although I'm trying to stay in the moment, but that sounds really like it's going to do a lot of good. So that one's going to be great. Well, it looks like one of our listeners has the media release call or clearing right now, which I believe you can get for, I'm not sure if it's for a month or a week. But they're asking, can they write something as general as YouTube videos, or do they need to be specific?
Well, it's if you watch something yourself, this is what it's for, what you're seeing out of your eyes, okay? So what you saw, something that typically bothered you, that's what the media clearing is for. It could also be movies. So whatever you saw on the screen, then you can write that in there because it relates to you because the clearing has to be taken out of your DNA. So you would not want to use it if you heard somebody tell you something about something that was on the news and you didn't see it. It's not going to work for you because this is a clearing for you. So that's the way to look at it. If you saw something that disturbed you, then go on to that clearing. So back to you.
All right, great. Thank you. And I've been asked about that call. We've been asking listeners to write in if they have any words for, like, alien keyword intercept that we can use that has to do with the slavery and shackle clearing so that we can clear those words on the call, and you can get a copy of all those words so you can put them also in your alien keyword intercept. It'll help release you from those energies. And then Ron will also get a copy, of course, so that he can make sure that all that stuff is cleared all at once or by that date when we do the show.
Yeah, and the words are very important because they could be tracking words for you. So there may be words that people say not even knowing what they mean or how they're related to you, and it could be relating to your shackles. So you never know, you know, what your ancestors said or what you said maybe when you're being whipped. Or having shackles put on you or something like that. You know, everybody here probably has had everything done to them through your genetics. Nothing is new, just that something may be more terrorizing to you. But, you know, you might say a certain phrase today, the same phrase that was said, we'll say, 500 years ago. And when you say that phrase, maybe you were having something attached to you or tightened up, and when you said that, they go, oh, we'll make it stronger. We'll turn this thing another one turn, make you suffer a little bit more, and because you said that phrase. You know, like one could be, help me or something, or don't do that, and they go, ah, we'll just turn this screw a little bit more because now we got their attention. So you're saying it now in this lifetime, and you could be causing yourself problems. Like, please stop, I can't take any more of this here. And they go, ah, we're torturing you. We're going to put some more shackles on you. We're tightening this thing up. You know, you're on the stretching table, you know? And so that could be related back 500 years ago. And you're saying the same phrase. They'll bring up that timeline and put you on it. And you go, man, I don't know why I got a backache, you know? So remember, everything happens in the now, where you're living, but now, since you're dealing with darkness energies of mind, they can go up and down all the timelines that you have in store or stored inside of your body from your ancestors, bringing you problems. Back to you, Michelle.
You know, I was just thinking that I used to work with this girl, and she would always say, and it became kind of like funny because she would say it so much. She would say, I'm a corporate tool. I'm a corporate tool. I'd be like, you're a what? I'd never really heard that before, and she just repeated it all the time. And, you know, I guess she felt that that's what her job was. So I don't know. Maybe it worked for her. But so really, I guess there's all different forms of slavery that many of us have gone through from being here for so long. Because every society
is
that.
Off to work I go. Isn't that one of those movies?
Exactly. Yep.
And with the Disney movie? Mm-hmm. I go. Yeah. Now it's I-O,
I-O. Yeah,
I-O,
I-O. So nice to go anyway.
Okay, so back to you.
All right, so... let's see here. Someone is wondering, I have one particular issue that is difficult to clear, and it was a scenario from about 2 years ago, and it still causes them issues. And they were wondering, is timelines the best way to get rid of that situation?
Well, a timeline crash is a Band-Aid. So first thing is, what's the situation? What energetic body do you believe is holding on to that energy? That's why we have whole lifetime clearings. So what you want to do is find out what energetic body could be holding it. So if you're a newbie asking that question, then the first thing you do before you do anything else is your whole lifetime clearing for the emotional. body. And then you do your whole lifetime clearing for your mental body. Those two are needed desperately. And since we live in an area on this planet where you probably have fear happening to you, you want to do a fear clearing. So those three are probably the main ones. Then from there you say, well, do I have trauma in my life? Do I have pain? Do I have anxieties? Then do those. And that may help you out with that issue. Maybe you have an issue from your past. Now, after that, then maybe you want to start focusing on the timeline crashing for your specific issue. Otherwise, you could clear that one issue, but it'll keep coming back on you. You need to clean out the reason why you have it, and that's the energetic bodies. So get do those first, and then do timeline crashes. Because if you don't clean out the reason why they keep popping out, this issue that you're having, because it's an issue because you're talking about it, otherwise it would be a non-issue, just be an event. One event that happened to you, if you only have one event of something happening, then timeline crashing, do that one, you know, do that maybe 1 to 50 times, and you should be done with it completely. But that normally is not the case. You have a whole lifetime of this theme that you're dealing with, and you want to get rid of the energy that's inside of you. Remember, the timeline crashes are working with energies that the aliens bring you outside of yourself. They activate these energies and put you on timelines. So that's external. First, you need to clear the internal and then work on the external. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, yeah, that's a great point. You can't just do timeline crashes. You have to get rid of the base emotion and then crash the situation. That's what I gathered from what you were just saying. Okay, so...
Yeah, and you can do a timeline crash after you do that clearing.
Okay. Okay, so somebody has written in, they say that this is a testimonial specifically for the Monday show, and I'm not sure, I believe that they mean the Monday show, but it was an archive. It says, my friend and I have been listening to Ron's shows all weekend, and they want us to say thank you for so much insight and wonderful information that you share. We enjoy the show and benefit from it so much. Thank you for all your wonderful work. And with that being said, since I know that we have so many new listeners on, I just wanted to mention that if you are still wondering what this is about, because there are so many components to the things that Ron talks about and that people write in about, you can literally ask anything, and if Ron has an answer, he will let you know what it is. And we have years and years' worth of archived shows, and you can find them on the front page of the main website, which is www.creationlightship.com, and they are listed on the right-hand side of the page. If you look, there is a purple and a blue little square, and it says BBS Radio, and right next to it, it says CTR Radio. And then either on those or underneath it, it says Archives. You can find listings of years and years' worth of shows that Ron answers questions, does lots of healings that are still usable, and you can get a lot done and basically learn a lot about what this is and how it works, because each individual person has to decide what they need in order for this to work for them. So they have to basically judge themselves, because the light will not judge you, because they see you as being perfect. So each individual person has to say, oh, I have this issue and I'd like to work on it. And then you can find that healing usually on Ron's website, get that healing and then do it. And then that issue will be taken out of your life. It's like years worth of therapy in 20 minutes. Pretty awesome. And then on the left-hand side of the website, there is a green oval button with a blue key in it, and underneath that it says recommended healings, and those are the ones that you can buy. They are for your personal, usually emotional, mental, or physical state. And then underneath that, there's a whole list of free sample healings, and any of those are used are good for anybody to use at any time, completely free, and they often benefit yourself and many other people. So when you run them, they are really good to have. So I just wanted to throw that out there, Ron, in case we had any new listeners tonight. Okay.
Great. And if you are listening to the archives and you happen to hear a show that you don't quite understand or get, what you might do is send us, an email, clsquestions@yahoo.com, and also reference the show date, and that way we can talk about what your question is. Other people may want to listen to the archive and also the show that we're doing live to maybe describe or give you information on what you don't understand completely. So back to you.
Yes, and also another thing that I thank you, you just reminded me, in the free clearings is a really special healing if you are first coming to this information. It's very important. It's called the 2,000-Year Darkness Barcode Removal, and it is free. And what you do is you put your name in the this requested healing is for, and then you put your name there. And then you would mark off the first button. It's already marked. And then eventually you would end up going through each of these 100-year sections. It goes through the last 2,000 years, and it makes it basically so that you can understand what is being said a little more clearly. And, Ron, do you want to explain why that is and how this one works?
Well, kind of in general, all the clearings will clear where you are right now in the present moment if you're doing a pre-sample, or you're doing one that's a whole lifetime. So on the whole lifetime clearings, when you start clearing a particular age, it takes about 20 seconds to clear your whole lifetime for that particular age. So every minute for a given age. And what question did you have there? I wanted just to, mention that. So what's the question again? Michelle?
Yeah. Okay, so basically, when I first started listening to the radio shows, I was like, well, this sounds really interesting, and I thought I was getting it, and yet I didn't quite get it until I did the 2,000-year barcode removal. I believe it's about 2,000 years ago, everybody that was here, which was pretty much everybody, we were here in another body or something, we had a barcode put on us so that we were afraid of the actual light so that we wouldn't quite comprehend how to be our spirit and how to get our have our light.
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah, and that's why we've advanced so much in the last 100 years or so through technology, because also, the aliens wanted you to be distracted and not worry about ascension because you have more goodies to play with. There's no reason the aliens couldn't have brought to you, Henry Ford, will say, in the 1500s, it changed, everything that we would have, maybe spacecraft now, and everything that we, would have in the future could be now. So that's sort of what they did. But yeah, the 2,000-year barcode takes away those implants that you have put on you that are activated in this lifetime right now to prevent you from understanding truth and prevent you from understanding source energy and what it's all about. And the implants also can bring people into darkness because they want you to search for something outside of yourself, which will bring you further down the rat hole. Back to you. Looks like our show is getting close to the end here. I got 55 on my computer here, so maybe we should end it unless you have another quick question.
Not a question. I just wanted to just reiterate how important it is to do the 2,000-year barcode removal, especially if you've never done it. Just trust that it works, And when you run it, at least the first 100 years, run it for like, 600 minutes all night long or whatever, and just see if next time you listen to Ron talk or the radio shows that you kind of have a little bit more understanding. You're just like, oh, something will click. And it's a great healing. So,
yeah, that's great. And just kind of change that slightly. Just showing up is all that you have to do. You don't have to believe anything or have a lot of beliefs on anything else. What you do at clearing, the clearing works regardless if your mind doesn't want to do it. Okay.
Yep.
Maybe there's somebody that you know that doesn't believe in anything, doesn't want to have anything, to work with, to help themselves out or anything else. It's either clearing for them. Even if the mind says no, the clearing will still automatically work because you're working with your body. The body is not your mind. The problem with your body is your mind. So let's do the mind a heart drop. Well, we can now do this out loud if you like. So want to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart. And now we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate that. We can do it together since there's a lot of counting. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, listeners. So we'll see you later. Blessings, everybody. Good evening.